Well, then we went on to city water here and all. But the water in this well out here, I had it cleaned out one time, but then you couldn't use the water. And that night there was just hard as a brick. And so whenever they put their water system in out here in Aurora, we went on to city water.
Ever heard people around here call that a shed?
Yeah, yeah. They call, I've got a place out down in the pasture, they still call them sheds. Had some caves out there and everything. And let them get in onto the shed, you know, out of the weather, rain or hot sun or something like that.
You know, before you had indoor plumbing, did you have a toilet outside somewhere?
No. We always had here. Now, we used to, way back here and all, there's all outside toilet. Yeah. Every house out through the country had an outside toilet.
Is that what you called them?
Yeah. Toilet. Privy. Some of them call them privy. And the way they got to doing it, now at first, they didn't dig no place here for the droppings to get in. But then they got where they dig out a place there, maybe 5 or 6 foot deep. And it'd be just big enough they'd cover over the seats, you know. And then whenever it got full, they'd move over to another place and take a lot of lime and put in on top of that there and all. Kill the odor of it and all like that. And the flies too.
Ever hear it called the outhouse?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They had different names for them and all. Privet, outside toilet.
Then we'll get some rain?
Well, it sounds like it, yeah. We might get a shower back there.
Could you tell me about some of the different kinds of buildings people had on their farms around here?
On the farm? Well, no. Now that over there is built out of concrete blocks. He's, I don't know how many acres he's got over there and all, but it's built out of concrete, these concrete blocks, you know. And most of the farmhouses are built out of this anywhere from 4 to 5 room house out of lumber, mostly. All of them that I know of. I used to, way back here when I farmed and all, Joe Brown married my great niece, and he was a pretty good carpenter. And as crops laid by, while we worked at building and remodeling farm home, and it was all out of lumber, you know. There was no such thing as a brick veneer then. Now it's all brick veneers, no lumber homes at all going up. I don't know of a lumber home going up in Denison here, and we cover practically 2/3 of the town anyway. Yeah. And the carpenters that work on the homes like that, no, they ain't got no job, they're not a bricklayer. Take Coal Lumber Company down here and all. His business is way old because they're wrecking a lot of these big homes.